from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Timmins James Bay federal NDP MP Charlie Angus says the Ontario government is jeopardizing the plan to mine critical minerals in the Ring of Fire in northwestern Ontario. In the Commons, Angus mentioned the $95 million lawsuit filed by Treaty 9, mostly over Premier Doug Ford changing regulations. Angus says Ford removed the responsibility for environmental cleanup once ore bodies are mined out.
To the minister, what steps will he take to ensure that sustainability and the duty to consult remains at the heart of our critical mineral strategy?
Angus says no First Nation would allow mining without guarantees for closure. For anyone considering a career change, especially into law enforcement, the Timmins Police Service has two job fairs you can attend. The first is this Monday between 1 and 5 at the Collège Boreal Timmins campus. It's followed a week later by one in Kapuskasing. Communications coordinator Mark DePozzi says you can have an informal conversation with a recruiter who can dispel myths or mysteries of the hiring process.
And the potential for persons who feel that perhaps they're too old, too young, whatever is acting as a hindrance from them pursuing a career in law enforcement. Well, let's talk about it and see what can't be done.
Uniformed officers are needed, but DePozzi says so are 911 dispatchers, records clerks, support staff, and special constables. Ontario's ombudsman says a backlog of delays at the Landlord and Tenant Board is causing excruciating delays for some tenants. It's taking between 7 months and 2 years to be heard, as the backlog has grown to 38,000 files. That's causing some tenants to live in squalor and some smaller landlords facing financial ruin. The ombudsman has issued 61 recommendations to the province to address the issues, which include a shortage of adjudicators. Last month, the province announced it would hire 40 more adjudicators, but they'll be for virtual hearings only. Well, you can walk for the Alzheimer's Society Cochrane-Temiskaming at one of three sites on Sunday, May 28th, Kapuskasing, Timmins, and Temiskaming Shores. Or you can show up looking for information and answers about dementia and what the Alzheimer's Society does in our communities. Executive Director Tracy Koskamp-Bergeron says you can also donate to its programs.
We absolutely would graciously accept and appreciate any donations that people can do and bring.
All the money raised for the Walk for Alzheimer's stays in the district to support programs and services. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.